CliffCentral.com.
Hello, Sean Sanders. How are you, dude?
Yeah.
You're on mute.
Morning, guys. Yeah, very good. How are you doing?
There we go. You are there. It was a bit of a delay. No problem. No, you're not on mute. Okay, so, Sean, I love this. Every week we come here, we go, what an incredible week on the crypto markets. And then you think maybe the next week will be boring, and then it gives you another surprise. So it has been volatile AF for the last couple of days. How are you guys feeling? What's going on in the markets? Tell us how you interpret all of this. What intel can you give us on what's been happening? Because it's back at $35,453 for a Bitcoin this morning.
Yeah, so Bitcoin's up about 4% this week. Ethereum's had a very big run. So Ethereum's up since October last year, 300%. Over the last 12 months, 700%. So there's been a huge run in Ethereum's price. Over the last 7 days, it's up 30%. So there's a lot of money moving into ETH, and it seems to be outperforming. ETH is the abbreviation for Ether's token.
Right.
So that's been doing pretty well. Gold has pulled back somewhat. It's down about 2.5%. Mm-hmm. And then you've seen our bundles perform really well. So you've seen our top 10 bundle up 22% over the last 7 days, our smart contract bundle up 15%, our payment bundle up 7% as well. So yeah, it's been a very good week in the world of crypto. But you said, right, it's the market's been moving up and down.
What's the position? Because one of the nice things about Revix is you can buy one of those bundles you've just mentioned now, or you can buy the USD coin, or you can get Pax Gold, which are very different offerings. How have they performed in the last few weeks?
So as I mentioned, so the top 10 bundles done very well. I mean, naturally, the crypto market's grown quite substantially over the last few months. So our top 10 bundle over the last year has increased about 320%. Our smart contract bundle has increased about 220%, and our payment bundle increased over 200% as well. So the crypto market's moved up. And remember, a few weeks ago, we were talking about the sort of dominance of Bitcoin relative to all the other cryptocurrencies. And it hit an all-time high, or near an all-time high. About 72% of the entire crypto market was, you know, sitting in Bitcoin's value.
Right.
And that's now changed somewhat. So you've seen altcoins, or all the cryptocurrencies that are, you know, in our bundles, which aren't Bitcoin, which have increased in value. And that's actually brought that dominance down to 67% today. So there's been a big move sort of into the alternative coins in the market.
Yeah, but USD and gold, I'm still asking about that.
Yeah, sorry. So USD has, I mean, the dollar's actually weakened over the last while.
Yeah.
So you've seen emerging market currencies sort of do a bit better. It's going to be interesting to sort of see what Biden does and whether his policies come through. So that'll dictate the direction of the dollar. And then generally speaking, if the dollar goes down, gold goes up. And if, you know, the dollar goes up, gold goes down. So those two sort of work inversely. So
yeah, this
you're
is,
gonna just have to wait to feel those fronts.
This is largely what you guys mean when you talk about diversification, right? You want to own different kinds of assets, and these are all very, very different, just the three, crypto and gold and then the USD. But obviously, there are many others. How are the markets in general doing? How are the stock exchanges of the world performing at the moment? Because for some people, it's been an incredibly good year. I mean, we were talking last week, I asked you about the bubble with Tesla. But there are lots of other companies that have had a terrific 2020, despite the fact that it's been an extremely crazy and different year to any other year in recorded history.
Yeah, so markets are at all-time highs across the board. I mean, you've even seen the JSE start doing quite well. I mean, when I say the JSE, I mean the JSE Top 40 Index.
Yeah.
So you started to see a lot of money move into stocks. And I guess this actually comes on the back of naturally a really bad economic period. But, you know, stock markets are generally forward-looking. So if you're looking at the next year or two and you're looking at economic recovery, I mean, probably quite a big economic recovery,
right?
You're going to see stocks sort of outperform other asset classes. And there's, I guess, this irony, I suppose, with the economic recovery, which sounds really positive. And that is that it can actually wreck your portfolio. So when an economic recovery occurs, generally speaking, interest rates don't go down like what they've done.
Right.
So when interest rates go down, stocks become more valuable because future cash flows, which is how you value a stock, which is discounting future cash flows, all of a sudden a cash flow in 20 or 30 years becomes somewhat comparable to a cash flow that you're going to receive the next year.
Right.
And that difference is going to change quite a lot over time. I mean, with interest rates moving up, stocks are definitely going to be impacted. And that's where, you know, the likes of gold or Bitcoin become a lot more valuable because they're hard assets. Inflation erodes fiat currency. And I think this is something that, you know, we've really tried to make a point of over the last few years on the podcast, which is fiat currency is the worst thing to hold. Holding rands, holding dollars, holding euros, those are not investments.
Yeah.
You're guaranteed to make money on a year-over-year basis. And you need to look at, you know, sort of having a small cash position. Don't get me wrong, we all still have to use cash, but, you know, own Bitcoin, own gold, own a stock portfolio and all the rest.
So it was quite cool the other day. Someone was asking me about, like, they've got, you know, a couple of hundred rand. They're not rolling in huge amounts of money. They get a couple of hundred rand to go and invest somewhere. And I told them about Revix. And so they went onto your website. And the coolest thing is, if you look up Revix, is this London-based company. It all sounds very, very cool and huge and like a big financial player, which you guys are. I mean, how has Revix grown over the last couple of years, Sean? Talk about yourself for a minute, because people like to have context for these things.
Yeah, so I mean, wow, the last while has been rather remarkable. I can tell you that now we've had some of our customer support team in tears over just the growth we've had over the last while. I mean, I'm not even joking. On a day-over-day basis, you've sort of had 2017 and then some occur in the crypto space. So a lot of people have moved in. A lot of people are kind of adopting it for the first time, which is just, you know, as a founder of the business, that's mm-hmm. the sort of thing you look for. So that's been really cool. In terms of, you know, looking for new investors, you know, looking to expand internationally. I mean, our HQ is in the UK. We have offices in South Africa, but we're looking at Europe now as well. So our plan is to sort of expand across Europe and then to introduce the new investment products, hopefully pretty soon. So the new investment products are going to be focusing on theme-based products. So if you're looking at, let's say, AI or biotech or renewable energy or 5G, all these emerging themes or sectors, and you're wanting to invest in them, medical cannabis would be another sort of area. And you just don't know how to get exposure to those things.
This is really interesting, because these are such trendy and exciting and sexy subjects at the moment. People talk about them at dinner parties. People talk about, you know, renewable energy, biofuel, solar, all that kind of thing. But we don't know how to invest in those. And most people don't know what the company's names are that are behind these things. And you'd have to do a huge amount of research. Are you guys going to make it easy for us to just, like you have your bundles for payments, for example, you could buy into a renewable energy bundle? Is that what you're talking about?
That is exactly what we're going
to
be offering.
So we're looking at, good.
And we just need to get over a few big regulatory hurdles. South Africa doesn't make things easy to sort of launch any new innovative fintech product.
No.
So we need to get over a few regulatory hurdles, but then we'll be releasing these products. But yeah, I mean, it's super exciting. If you think about just everything that's going on in the biotech space, everything that's going on in, you know, artificial intelligence at this moment, I mean, e-commerce, I mean, we're sort of seeing that, you know, grow in South Africa quite substantially over the last few years. Yeah. And those areas people relate to. I mean, you order things through some e-commerce platform. Why don't you invest in it? You're experiencing it. You know what the value is.
I love it. In a market that you've never seen before, don't guess, diversify. You can go to revix.com to find out more, R-E-V-I-X. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Revix Invest. And Sean and his team will help you make your first investment. It doesn't have to be huge. You can put $500 in. You don't have to spend your life savings in order to be a fun and successful investor. You can try and start off with Revix. Go and check them out and tell your friends. Tell everybody else that you know. Get involved. It's a really cool thing to do. You can check on it every day. I mean, I log in every couple of days to see what's happening with my Revix assets. And it's just nice to see that you can experience the market and have some, you know, have a dog in the fight. You have some skin in the game. It's really fun. Thank you. Thanks so much, Sean. Always good to see you, dude.
Great, guys. Thanks so much.
Cool.
Have a good rest of the day. Talk to you soon.
Very good. There we go. There's Sean Saunders, Revix.com. Go and find out more by following them on social media. CliffCentral.com.